Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110-993 WBT. It's the Brett Winterville Show. Talk to Ryan. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind, sir?
Man, you gotta wield a little power as a host, and when you get people talking about being able to vote in 10 different counties, you got to push back on that and say, no, you really can't. You know, people can't just make things up and assume that they're so.
Okay. So you've just pushed back. That's the beauty of talk radio.
Can you give me one example where someone wanted to bring a complaint against the election and they were denied at least having their day in court? Has that happened? I'm not aware of it.
I'm not aware of it either, but Scott Bauer, May 21st, 2021, 27 possible voter fraud cases and 3 million Wisconsin ballots. I mean, there's an example I just gave you one of fraud, but, right? You're saying there's no fraud.
There hasn't been virtually no fraud, and certainly not enough to change the outcome of the election.
Right. And Joe Biden is the president of the United States. So, I mean, that's been established.
Why do you continue to push the big lie then?
Ryan, I don't push the big lie.
Push the big lie.
I don't. And you know what? Define the big lie.
That Trump won.
Okay. Have I ever said that on this show? Ever?
Why don't you tell your people that listen to you?
Well, what do you mean your people? What's the your people?
Didn't win.
What? Trump didn't win. I don't push the big lie. Ryan, are you serious? Is this the best you're bringing my show? I expect more from somebody who's clearly intelligent.
My 5 minutes of fame here, man.
You're a stinky call. You're a bad caller.
Well, your listeners are sad that they're holding on to this.
No, they're not. My listeners don't.
Won the election a year ago.
Yes, and you're doing. Your guy won. They're doing a great job in Washington. You're right. Your guy won.
Stop supporting phone calls.
Stop supporting. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Overturn the election.
Now I got people texting me. Okay, are you going to let me talk on my show, or do I have to? I don't want to hang up on you. I don't want to be rude.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. You're very considerate.
A wicked reverb or echo. It's kind of throwing me off a little.
No, that's BS. You're lying. You want to just keep talking. You want to be. You're rude. Is what Ryan? You're rude. You're just a rude person. Okay.
Go ahead.
So, now the echo is gone. That's incredible, Ryan. I don't sit here and say Donald Trump's the president of the United States. Joe Biden is the president of the United States, and every voter like you owns everything Joe Biden has done. So
I'm not very happy with my president.
I'm not happy with my president, your president, our president at all. You guys have driven this country into the freaking ground. And you know what? I'm glad Biden's sitting there, because this is what happens, okay? I'm going to tell you something. This is important. When you hide in a closet for a year and a half, when you get elevated to the nomination because of some favors called in the South Carolina primary by Democrats that are wired in there, and he becomes the nominee, you got to be able to have the horses. Now, you're telling me Kamala Harris is the best VP that you could have possibly picked to ride with Joe Biden. She's atrocious. Val Demings would have been better, okay? I can think of seven people who would have been better, but he picked Kamala Harris. You don't have a mandate in the Congress to wreck the country. This is why the $3.5 trillion monstrosity is not working. This is what, you want to know the biggest problem with the perception of the people of the United States, Ryan? And I'm being serious when I say this. If you want to win by 81 million votes, which is what they claim and what he says he did, and he's the president, I said he's the president, he doesn't have the horses in the House or the Senate to back him up. So what he should do is incremental changes instead of wholesale dynamiting of the American experience. Right?
Okay.
No, I'm right. See, you want to call in and say, don't talk about the big lie. I don't talk about the big lie. Like, there's shows that do the big lie thing, and you can call them and harass them and annoy their audience. I don't talk about the big lie. I talk about the policies of the day. Your guy is wrecking the country. In fact, you know what I want you to do? I want you to renounce your vote for Biden on my show. I want you to apologize to the people of Charlotte and the entire Southeast for voting for this guy, because he's a disaster.
Let me tell you something.
No, you do it. You do it.
I would have voted for Ric Flair before I would have voted for Donald.
I don't care. Your guy is destroying the country. Apologize to the people of Charlotte who are unemployed.
Apologize. How about Donald Trump?
I don't care. Trump's not president.
Telling the nation.
Trump's not president.
We didn't need to know about COVID.
Trump's not.
We didn't think we could handle it.
Trump's not president. Your guy's president. Kamala Harris, your vice president. Tony Blinken, your secretary of state. Emo boy Jake Sullivan. You talk about Ric Flair all you want. That's a distraction. You know you screwed up big time,
no,
Ryan.
Not at all.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did, because you didn't get a qualified person to be the nominee of your party. You needed somebody. You want to know who was qualified? I'll give you somebody who's more qualified than Biden. Elizabeth Warren, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, anybody. I can go pick four people out of a park over here kicking a soccer ball that would be more qualified than Biden. You picked a terrible candidate, and you owe the people of Charlotte an apology.
And you picked Trump.
You don't know how I voted.
Sure I do.
How do you know?
Come on.
No, dude, I'm roasting. Listen, I'm roasting your guy. And you know your guy stinks.
You're as pathetic as your radio station.
No, you listen to you need me, Ryan. You listen to my station every day. You need me because I fuel you every day. But deep down inside, when you're standing in front of the mirror and you're shaving in the morning, you know you did this to this country. Every Biden voter knows that they did this to this country. And you guys have to wear it. You got to wear it for 3 years. For three more years.
Better off with Joe Biden as president than it ever was with Donald Trump.
Sure, okay. That's great.
A traitor who tried to overthrow the vote.
Okay.
Legally.
Okay, he didn't. He didn't win. Okay, your guy is the president. You know, Ryan, when you shave and you go to bed at night, you got to defend Biden to all of your friends and those people you work with, and it makes you crazy. You see all those chants of "Let's go, Brandon," and you know the American people are not with this guy. You want to come in and accuse me of pushing a big lie? I'm going to tell you that you're pushing a big fraud. This administration is fraudulent in that they don't do policies that the American people want. They do it what the special interests want. And I think, Ryan, you ought to drive around Charlotte listening to this awesome radio station, apologizing to every listener you come across, saying, man, I really blew it with my vote. That's one man's opinion. I don't push the big lie, though. And I never have. And I've never supported the insurrection. And you know that. 704-570-1110, News Talk 1110-993-WBT.